The next topic is the tafsir of isti'adha, that is seeking refuge. Allah said, show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and stay away from the foolish, that is, don't punish them. And if an evil whisper comes to you from shaitan, then seek refuge with Allah. Verily, He is hearing, knowing. Chapter 7, verse 199 to 200, Al-Quran. He also said, repel evil with that which is better. We are best acquainted with things they utter, and say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whisperings, that is, suggestions of the shaitan, that is, devils. And I seek refuge with you, my Lord, lest they should come near me. Chapter 23, verses 96 to 98, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, repel an evil with one which is better, then verily he with whom there was enmity between you will become as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the owner of the great portion, that is, of happiness in the hereafter, that is, paradise, and of a high moral character in this world. And if an evil whisper from shaitan tries to turn you away, O Muhammad, from doing good, then seek refuge in Allah. Verily, He is the hearing, the knowing. Chapter 41, verses 34 to 36, Al-Quran. These are the only three ayat that carry this meaning. Allah commanded that we be lenient human enemy, so that His soft nature might make Him an ally and a supporter. He also commanded that we seek refuge from the satanic enemy, because the devil does not relent in his enmity. If we treat him with kindness and leniency, the devil only seeks the destruction of the son of Adam due to the vicious enmity and hatred he has always had towards man's father, that is Adam. Allah said, O children of Adam, let not Shaitan deceive you as he got your parents, that is Adam and Hawa, that is Eve, out of paradise. Chapter 7, verse 27, Al-Quran. He also says, surely, Shaitan is an enemy to you. So take, that is, treat him as an enemy. He only invites his hizb, that is, followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. Chapter 35, verse 6, Al-Quran. And he also says, will you then take him, that is, Iblis, and his offspring as protectors and helpers rather than me, while they are enemies to you? What an evil is the exchange for the zalimun, that is, polytheist and wrongdoers, etc. Chapter 18, verse 50, Al-Quran. The devil assured Adam that he wanted to advise him, but he was lying. Hence, how would he treat us after he had vowed? By your might, then I will surely mislead them all, except your chosen servants among them, that is, faithful, obedient, true believers of Islamic monotheism. Chapter 38, verses 82 to 83, Al-Quran. Also Allah said, so when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, the outcast, that is, the cursed one. Verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord, that is Allah. His power is only over those who obey and follow him, that is Satan, and those who join partners with him. Chapter 16, verses 98 to 100, Al-Quran. The next topic is seeking refuge before reciting the Quran. Allah said, so when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, the outcast, the cursed one. Meaning, before you recite the Quran, similarly Allah said, when you intend to offer a salah, that is the prayer, wash your faces and your hands until your forearms. Chapter 5, verse number 6, Al-Quran. Meaning, before you stand in prayer, as evident by the hadith that we mentioned, Imam Ahmad recorded that Abu Sa'id al-Qudri said, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand up in prayer at night, he would start his prayer with the takbir, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, and would then supplicate, all praise is due to you, O Allah, and also the thanks. Blessed be your name, exalted be your sovereignty, and there is no deity worthy of worship except you. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would then say thrice, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would then say, I seek refuge with Allah, the hearing, the knowing from the cursed Satan from his coercion lures to arrogance and poems. The four collectors of the Sunan recorded this hadith, which At-Tirmidhi considered the most famous hadith on this subject. Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah recorded that Jubair bin Muthim said that his father said, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started the prayer, he said, Allah is the greater, truly the greatest, thrice. All praise is due to Allah always, thrice. And all praise is due to Allah day and night, thrice. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the cursed Satan, from his hums, nafkh, and nafs. Amr said, the hums means asphyxiation, the nafkh means arrogance, and the nafs means poetry. Also, Ibn Majah recorded that Ali bin al-Mundhir said that Ibn Fudayl narrated that Atha bin as-Sa'ib said that Abu Abdurrahman as-Sulami said that Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the cursed devil, from his hums, nafkh, and nafs. He said, the hums means death, the nafkh means arrogance, and the nafs means poetry. The next topic is seeking refuge with Allah when one is angry. In his Musnad, Al-Hafiz Abu Ya'la Ahmad bin Ali bin Al-Muthanna Al-Mawsili reported that Ubay bin Ka'ab said, two men disputed with each other in the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the nose of one of them became swollen because of extreme anger. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know of some words that if he said them, what he feels will go away. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan. An-Nasai also recorded this hadith in his book, Al-Yawm wal-Layla. Al-Bukhari recorded that Sulaiman bin Surad said, two men disputed in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while we were sitting with him. One of them was cursing the other fellow, and his face turned red due to anger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know of a statement which if he said it, will make what he feels disappear. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan. They said to the man, do you not hear what the Messenger of Allah is saying? He said, I'm not insane. Also, Muslim, Abu Dawood, and An-Nasai recorded this hadith. There are many other hadiths about seeking refuge with Allah. One can find this subject in the books on supplication and the virtues of righteous good deeds. The next topic is the isti'adha, that is seeking refuge, required? The majority of the scholars state that reciting the isti'adha in the prayer and when reciting the Quran is recommended and not required, and therefore not reciting it does not constitute a sin. However, Ar-Razi recorded that Atha bin Abi Rabah said that the isti'adha is required in the prayer and when one reads the Quran. In support of Atha's statement, Ar-Razi relied upon the apparent meaning of the ayah. Then seek refuge. He said that the ayah contains a command that requires implementation. Also, the Prophet ﷺ always said the isti'adha. In addition, the isti'adha wards off the evil of Satan, which is necessary. The rule is that the means needed to implement a requirement of the religion is itself also required. And when one says, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed devil, this then will suffice. The next topic is virtues of the isti'adha. The isti'adha cleanses the mouth from the foul speech that it has indulged in. It also purifies the mouth and prepares it to recite the speech of Allah. Further, the isti'adha entails seeking Allah's help and acknowledging His ability to do everything. The isti'adha also affirms the servant's meekness, weakness, and inability to face the enemy of his inner evil, whom Allah alone, who created this enemy, is able to repel and defeat. This enemy does not accept kindness, unlike the human enemy. There are three ayat in the Quran that affirm this fact. Also, Allah said, translation, verily, my servants, that is the true believers of Islamic monotheism, you have no authority over them, and sufficient is your Lord as a guardian. Chapter 17, verse 65, Al-Quran. We should state here that the believers whom the human enemies kill become martyrs, while those who fall victim to the inner enemy, Satan, become bandits. Further, the believers who are defeated by the apparent enemy, that is, the disbelievers, gain a reward, while those defeated by the inner enemy earn a sin and become misguided. Since Satan sees man where man cannot see him, it is befitting that the believers seek refuge from Satan with whom Satan cannot see. The istiada is a form of drawing closer to Allah and seeking refuge with him from the evil of every evil creature. The next topic is, what does istiada mean? Istiada means, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan, so that he is prevented from affecting my religious or worldly affairs, or hindering me from adhering to what I was commanded, or luring me into what I was prohibited from. Indeed, only Allah is able to prevent the evil of Satan from touching the son of Adam. This is why Allah allowed us to be lenient and kind with the human devil, so that his soft nature might cause him to refrain from the evil he is indulging in. However, Allah required us to seek refuge with him from the evil of Satan, because he neither accepts bribes nor does kindness affect him, for he is pure evil. Only he who created Satan is able to stop his evil. This meaning is reiterated in only three ayat in the Quran. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, translation, show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and turn away from the foolish, that is, don't punish them. Chapter 7, verse 199, Al-Quran. This is about dealing with human beings. He then said in the same surah, translation, and if an evil whisper comes to you from Shaitan, then seek refuge with Allah. Verily, he is hearing, knowing. Chapter 7, verse 200, Al-Quran. Allah also said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, repel evil with that which is better. We are best acquainted with the things they utter and say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whisperings, that is, suggestions of the shayateen, that is, devils. And I seek refuge with you, my Lord, lest they should come near me. Chapter 23, verses 96 to 98, Al-Quran. Further, Allah said in Surah As-Sajdah, the good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it, that is the above quality, except those who are patient. And none is granted it except the owner of the great portion of happiness in the hereafter, that is paradise, and of a high moral character in this world. And if an evil whisper from Shaitan tries to turn you away from doing good, then seek refuge in Allah. Verily, he is the hearing, the knowing. Chapter 41, verses 34-36, Al-Quran. The next topic is, why the devil is called Shaitan? In the Arabic language, Shaitan is derived from Shaitana, which means the far thing. Hence, the Shaitan has a different nature than mankind, and his sinful ways are far away from every type of righteousness. It was also said that Shaitan is derived from Shatha, literally burned, because it was created from fire. Some scholars said that both meanings are correct, although they state that the first meaning is more plausible. Further, Sibawayh, the renowned Arab linguist, said, the Arabs say, so-and-so has the Shaitan when he commits the act of the devils. If Shaitan was derived from Shatha, they would have said the Shayyatha rather than the Shaitan. Hence, Shaitan is derived from the word that means far away. This is why they call those who are rebellious or mischievous from among the jinns and mankind a Shaitan. Allah said, translation, and so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, Shayateen, that is devils, among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion or by way of deception. Chapter 6, verse 112, Al-Quran. In addition, the Musnad by Imam Ahmad records that Abu Dharr said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Dharr, Seek refuge with Allah from the devils of mankind and the jinns. Abu Dharr said, I asked him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are there human devils? He said, yes. Furthermore, it is recorded in Sahih Muslim that Abu Dharr said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, the woman, the donkey, and the black dog interrupt the prayer. That is, if they pass in front of those who do not pray behind a sutra, that is a barrier. Abu Dharr said, I said, what is the difference between the black dog and the red or yellow dog? He said, the black dog is a devil. Also, Ibn Jarir At-Tabari recorded that Umar bin al-Khattab once rode a berthon, that is a huge camel, which started to proceed arrogantly. Umar kept striking the animal, but the animal kept walking in an arrogant manner. Umar dismounted the animal and said, by Allah, you have carried me on a shaitan. I did not come down from it until after I had felt something strange in my heart. This hadith has an authentic chain of narrators. The next topic is the meaning of ar-rajim. Ar-rajim means being expelled from all types of righteousness. Allah said, translation, and indeed we have adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, and we have made such lamps, rujuman, that is missiles, to drive away the shayateen, that is devils. Chapter 67, verse 5, Al-Quran. Allah also said, translation, verily, we have adorned the near heaven with the stars, that is for beauty, and to guard against every rebellious devil. They cannot listen to the higher group, that is angels, for they are pelted from every side. Outcast and theirs is a constant or painful torment. Except such as a snatch away something by stealing, and they are pursued by a flaming fire of piercing brightness. Chapter 37, verses 6 to 10, Al-Quran. Further, Allah said, translation, and indeed we have put the big stars in the heaven, and we have beautified it for the beholders, and we have guarded it near heaven from every shaitan, rajim, outcast shaitan, except him, that is devil, who steals the hearing, then he is pursued by a clear flaming fire. Chapter 15, verses 16 to 18, Al-Quran. There are several similar ayat. It was also said that rajim means the person who throws or bombards things, because the devil throws doubts and evil thoughts in people's hearts. The first meaning is more popular and accurate.